Hello, Tumobopabe. How are you?
How are you?
All right, thank you. I just realized you've got Fidel Castro there.
You know, Kathy, we have Fidel Castro, and there's a lot of international people coming in, and they always ask, what is Fidel doing here? And we spend most of the day trying to answer that question. And indeed, we have Fidel Castro as, you know, one of the people that indeed has contributed substantially towards the liberation of the people of South Africa.
Okay, interesting. Who are the international people that are coming in? Do you know? Be interesting.
Yes, I mean, we have tourists coming, pouring in.
No, I meant the statues. Who are the statues? Oh, the international statues, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Some of the internationals we have, let me start at the back. We have people like one of the first missionaries to work with the Xhosa people,
yeah.
Which is Dr. Hannes van der Kemp. He's originally from Netherlands, and he came to work with the Xhosa people and the Kwe people,
wow.
And which we spoke about previously. We also have the more earlier leaders, the more recent leaders. We have people like Olof Palme.
Yeah.
We have Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We also have Fidel Castro, and we have some other African leaders like Julius Nyerere, Samora Machel, Emperor Haile Selassie of Ethiopia.
Really?
So those are some of the leaders that are celebrated in the procession.
And that was just off the bat. You know exactly what you're talking about. Tumo, let's talk very quickly. Thank you so much for that. Let's talk very quickly about Adam Koch. He was chief of the Koch clan of the Griquas.
Yes, and he was also the founder of Kochstadt. And, you know, Chief Adam Koch's greatest challenge was the large number of Afrikaner farmers who were now moving into his territory. And he made numerous attempts to deal with these newcomers, such as protesting to the Cape governor and asking them to intervene on the issue. He also leased land to the newcomers, and also, you know, introduce some treaties which ultimately failed. And then something happens. Chief Adam Koch decides to move. And this is very important going forward. He decides to move in 1861, together with about 3,000 Griquas. They embark on this great exodus to the unknown. So it was a journey to the unknown, which ultimately landed them somewhere in KZN, in a territory that was deserted by those who were fleeing the expansion of the Zulu kingdom. So initially, the trek of the Griquas is one of the stories that have been overshadowed in the history of South Africa, especially because of one of the epic treks that happened in this country. You know, remember the story of the four trekkers who left the Cape in about 1835,
yeah,
seeking a new land. So that story has sort of overshadowed, you know, the trek of the Griquas. And, you know, we are talking about the trek that lasted for, you know, the Griquas trek lasted for a period of about 2 years. And they trekked from Northern Cape into KZN with about 3,000 Griquas, 300 wagons. This is solely regarded as one of the great epics of the 19th century. So just a bit fast forward. So they're now trekking into KZN. They settle in this land, in this vacant land, and they establish what is called, or what was known as Griqualand East, and the capital was Kokstad. And now they began prospering. And they were prospering because they had an intelligent leader that maybe saw generations, you know, that could foresee generations beyond most leaders of the time. The government of the Griquas introduced, they raised their own revenue through taxes, fines, and licenses. And in 1867, and this is important, and this is why I called Chief Adam Koch the Third the Magnificent Koch, they printed a currency backed by livestock and grain. But unfortunately, the success of the Griquas was short-lived.
Yeah.
In 1871, after the discovery of diamonds, Britain enacts Griqualand West, and by 1880, they also enacts Griqualand East, and thereby incorporating the entire territory of Chief Adam Cook into the new Cape. And so that is all for now from me, and that is all I'm going to say, and I'm going to invite all the listeners to come and hear more about Chief Adam Cook at Maropeng, Cradle of Humankind, at the Long March to Freedom.
Amazing. Thank you very, very much. That's Tumo Bopape. You can go and check him out and go and ask him some questions. You can hear very, very knowledgeable. It's called the Long March to Freedom. It is located at Maropeng. You can spend the whole day there. And with the beautiful weather that we've got now, you certainly should do it.